All right, so moving along, I know we got a couple of reviews to do. At least one I want to get squeezed in. You recently have driven a 2023 Volvo V60 Cross Country T5 all-wheel drive. That's a mouthful, but that's how Volvo labels their cars.
Yeah, they do. And folks, this is essentially that station wagon that you see rolling around. That's Volvo. It's sort of one of their staple cars, Dad, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a nice car that I'm pleasantly surprised with. And obviously they call it their wagon. And there's a few different varieties. They've got, just a gas V60, which is what we drove. They also have a hybrid V60. And you and I have talked about how Volvo is starting to put more and more of those hybrids in their vehicles. But honestly, Dad, yeah, this is a very capable. This is an all-wheel drive vehicle for here in Colorado, which is great. Very safe. On the interior, not a whole lot of fancy. If you've ever driven a Volvo before, folks, they've got a nice kind of center touchscreen. It mm-hmm. does take a little bit of getting used to, but it's got a lot of standard safety features on that. And once you get used to the car and kind of the little bit of tricks that come with these new cars that you and I kind of have to figure out, it honestly is relatively user intuitive. As far as the back seat goes, I know some of you will ask this. Yes, was able to get two car seats in there, although getting a rear-facing car seat would be a little bit tougher. And, Dad, the benefit of these wagons, as you and I know, is that rear cargo space, right? You just get so much more cargo space than a traditional sedan because you've got that extra space, kind of, I guess, what would be on top of the trunk in a way. Mm-hmm. And so it's great for that. I know I ran to the grocery store several times in this. I think I'm in a Costco run, to be honest, and that's usually kind of our barometer for success, right, is how well does it do handling that. As far as driving goes and engines, like I said, they've got some different varieties engine-wise, Dad, and I believe on this one it's got a 2-liter turbocharged four-cylinder with an 8-speed automatic transmission, which is nice. I don't believe they've got different engine options. On the gas model, I think you sort of pick your model, if that makes sense, right? Yeah. You kind of pick your gas or you pick your hybrid, and then that's kind of what they give you in terms of, you get the engine that goes with it. As far as price point, Dad, this was under $50,000. And so, again, folks, less than $50,000 for a
not bad
really
for
nice
wagon.
Exactly. Yeah, for nice. And some of you are going to say, you guys are talking about a wagon. Well, they're sort of making a comeback in a way, Dad, right? Like mm-hmm. I said, people love the utility of
that's
it
right.
over a sedan, right? It sort of has the size of a sedan, but the utility of sort of some of these mid-size SUVs these days. So really enjoyed the car. Volvo's done a fantastic job once again, as they always do. And as we always do, encourage you to get out, test drive these vehicles, and whether they've got one on the lot now, not a whole lot's changed since 2020when they redid this model, Dad. So maybe you find a 2020 or 2021. It's going to be very similar to kind of this year's model in that regard. So if you head to your local Volvo dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.